It's the JD Cymru South podcast. Shocks everywhere. Shocking weekend as STM Sports get themselves into the Nathaniel MG Cup final. A Cwmaman getting a late winner against Swansea University. It's hard to tell where the biggest shock is, Jonah.
Oh, brilliant result for the STM, obviously, Mark, for the JD Cymru South. They've proved themselves now. They knocked out Newtown in the quarter-final. They've knocked out Aberystwyth in the semi-final. So that, when you do two in a row sometimes, you know, it gives you a bit more credence on the way to the final. I'm sure they'll be good opponents. It's a massive mountain for them to climb when they play Connors Quay in the final. But brilliant job done by STM from the Cymru South to get to the final of the MG Cup. They got good players. They've had a good season. They've had a good history. Like you said, they've only been going about 15 years. And their history's been remarkable. So well done. And you know, they got to just see if they could keep it going now.
And I suppose the man who's probably the happiest is the man who counts the money, Nigel Burcham, the club chairman. Here he is speaking to Jonah.
It's just stunning, really, for us. We've had successive promotions over the years, from the third division of the Cardiff Combination right the way through the Amateur League, into the Welsh League, through the Welsh League, and now, luckily, in the Cymru South. Performances have been outstanding, and I think now we're in a slightly better position in so much as we attract the better players, which is good. Local lads, most of them.
Would you say 75% of the lads live within a radius of about 3 or 4 miles?
They do, yeah. I think the only change we've had in the last few months is that we've taken on three lads from the Vale College who have proved, who wanted to play football, and they've been playing in France and in Belgium. They're only young. But they've all proved to be a great asset to us and have been really useful. There's Ben, the goalkeeper. We've got a centre-back. And we've got a midfielder as well.
So what was the two games you've defeated Welsh Premier? You defeated the JD Cymru Premier. You defeated Newtown on penalties. You defeated Aberystwyth 2-1 in 90 minutes. What does that say about your club, and what does that say about your group of players in quality?
Well, they've obviously got the quality. You know, there's people that have played in the Prem, like Marcus Jones, for instance, who was a Barry, and it's just been, and I suppose it shows where we're actually at now. It doesn't mean to say we can go out and beat Welsh Prem sides every week. We can't. Obviously, we're a small club, whereas all the Welsh Prem sides are a lot bigger and pretty wealthy. So, and we're not. But you know, one-off games, who knows?
So you're looking forward to the final, Nigel, in February against a very, very impressive Connors Quay Nomads, who are undefeated so far in domestic Welsh football this season. How much are yourself and the people of St Mellons looking forward to it?
Oh, immensely. There's already been a few that have said that they're going to be travelling to wherever it is, and they don't seem to care where. We don't know yet, but I'm guessing probably Newtown, who knows. And we were successful there the last time, so we don't mind that. Nice 3G pitch, etc. Support will be good. It means a lot to the local community. I don't know, we'll just have to wait and see. It'll be very difficult, obviously, but it's a one-off game, so you just don't know. Most of the ones that were not available on Saturday will be available for that game.
Tremendous. And for the people like yourself, for the likes of Dale Gardner, for your manager at present, Nana Barr, the hard work they've put in over the last few years is starting to pay off.
Oh, without doubt, yeah. You know, Dale's been with us for years now, which is superb. The work is there. They train regularly, obviously, as all clubs do, but, you know, these boys are not being paid to come. They're there religiously every week. So, yeah, it's all good, really. All good.
So the STM success story carries on.
Wow.
Good luck to in the final, because it'll be a wonderful game, I'm sure.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks very much.
If you add up the fact that Cambrian and Cliff did so well in the various cups last season, and STM are now doing very well in the various cups this season, it's a good old flag for the Cymru South, isn't it?
Well, it's got to be a positive for it, hasn't it? I mean, over the long run, I think the boys will tell you. You know, there's some boys who've been around the scene a lot, been around the Cymru Premier a lot in this league. The 33 games or whatever we all play, it's a different kettle of fish. But to just get to the cup final, and don't forget, mind, last year, Cambrian and Clitheroe got to the quarter final of the Welsh Cup. STM are still in the Welsh Cup this year, and there's a few more clubs still in the Welsh Cup, so they may have a bigger word to say in that. So yeah, look, it tells the boys in the Cymru South that if they want to stay up and take it seriously, and go up and take it seriously as a club, which is vital. That's most probably the biggest part. How the club goes up in all, off the park and on the park, that's a big thing. But there's a lot of these players will fancy their chances at the higher level.
So here we go. Warning. We're about to offend the FAW. It's that time to raise that question. You know what the question is? You know what's coming here, Jenna?
Go on, Mark.
With all these good sides getting through to these cups and representing the league, Cymru South, is it now time to expand the Cymru Premier to 16?
I think we'll bypass that one once again, son. The competition is absolutely, like you said, excellent. And it's proven it's worth it, the two of them. You know, our league is getting stronger in the Premier, and it's definitely getting stronger in the two feeder leagues, with clubs like Prestatyn, STM, Haverford West, Llanelli, Rhyl, Bangor. Great names who want to get back in the Premier, but great names to be in the feeder leagues.
Well, let's get back to the Shocks. And Cwmaman United beating Swansea University on home turf. First the thoughts of captain Ross Morgan, and then Jonah's thoughts.
I think it was just a bit of a bounce back ability from the boys. I think we worked hard. After a bad defeat last week, we really dug in training and good numbers. I think we just ground out the result.
But there was a lot of youngsters in the team today. Injury forced that, but the performance was really there.
Oh, the youngsters have been great, especially Maxson. Dug in training, really good session, and stepped up today. Done really well.
And he's 17, so the prospects there are great.
Yeah, really good.
That was the definite result of the weekend for me. That's a fantastic win. Ryan Thomas, Luke Williams, and an own goal. Right, it's brilliant. But something, you know, for manager Ryan Stevens to build on, heading into a long period now, just before Christmas and the winter now, that's given them a lifeline. That's you know, that's like going to the sales and having a real bag in that. It's giving you something now where you can look after for the next couple of months. And if they could be top of the league, he has to get in their heads and say, you can beat anybody if you can beat top of the league. And that's just the way football works, Mac. That might be the result that kicks in their season. So well done, Ryan Stevens. Well done, Cwmaman. But as we talked about the strength in this league, you've got another big game this weekend, lads. You've got STM, who defeated Aberystwyth last week to reach the MG final. So it'll be a different test for STM. They will go in as favourites, but they're in against a very buoyant Cwmaman, who pulled off the result of the weekend last week.
Britain Ferry, comprehensive win last weekend, and obviously new challenges facing them this weekend.
Oh, it's a tremendous win for them, you know, to beat Haverford West away 4-1 from home. I think that was one. It did surprise everybody, because Haverford West have gone and won again in midweek this week, so it shows they're going to be a top dog, Haverford West. But Carl Shaw and the Ferry are going to tell you that they're going to be in the mix as well. Mark Jones is still in top form, player of the month. So, you know, it's a big game, but Britain Ferry versus Coventry United is 5th versus 9th. Goiter haven't played all their games so far. They're still trying to catch up. And a couple of wins for Goiter could put them back in the pack. Britain Ferry definitely are one of the informed teams at the moment. They got seven wins out of 13 games so far this season. So I think they'll be looking for their 8th on the weekend. Goiter United at an informed Ferry, the way the Ferry are playing at the moment, take a point all day.
Let's hear from Carl Shaw.
Absolutely delighted with our performance on Friday night at Haverford West. It was a fab win. The boys played really well. We defended well, and we took our chances when they came. To go down to Haverford West and pick up our 3 points, it gives us a lot of confidence going forward. It's not an easy place to go and get 3 points. I don't think many teams will actually win down there. But like I said, it was a good performance, and absolutely delighted with the 3 points. We go on to this Friday night. Again, another local derby for us. We play Goiter United. Obviously, we know Goiter United very well. We know most of the players. Obviously, we know Lee very well. Good friends with Lee. They beat us the first game of the season up there. So we need to go and get our 3 points back after they beat us up there. But again, we'll train well. We're in good spirits. And hopefully, we can perform again on Friday night. The crowds hopefully will come out in the nice local derby. We get our 3 points and keep our run going. That's what we're trying to do at the moment.
Here's Lee John from Goitre United.
Well, I really don't know what to say about the game last week. It must be one of the most entertaining games that you could have watched in the Welsh League this year, because it was fantastic. We played brilliantly first half. We really dominated the game from our point of view. I don't think Cambrian had a shot of any relevance in the first half. And really, we should have gone in 2, 3, 4 goals to the good, at least. But we didn't. And then second half, Cambrian come out and really brought the game back to us. And I suppose after about 65, 70 minutes, they'll probably feel aggrieved that they weren't in the lead, you know. So obviously red cards change games, and then it just become a bit of a tennis match in the last 10-15 minutes, and either side could have won it. But overall, I think before the game as well, we would have taken a point, and it's a good point, and more pleasing was the performance, as I said. So, and now that takes us nicely into Friday night. Another tough trip on the road away to Britton Ferry under lights, and especially with the run that they're on, that to go down to Bridge Meadow last Friday and get a 4-1 result, just, well, what a statement that is. So they're in the top four now. They've got the riches of Mark Jones up front. They're a massive threat. The two lads who play on either side of the field are really good for them. So yeah, we're going to have to be at our best to get any kind of result. But if we do get a result, if we are fortunate enough to get the game plan right and win on the night, then we go, I think it's a point behind them with two games in hand. So, you know, we're starting to get players back from injury, and we're starting to look the side I know we can be. So it's an exciting game, and we're really looking forward to it.
Now, Arvon Lido have been turning some heads recently. They've certainly got their mojo back, haven't they? Let's hear from Paul Evans. Caught up with him earlier on in the week to talk about the change in form that they've seen quite recently and where that might take them.
Started turning a corner about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and continue to have good individual and some great team performances, which has helped us through over the last couple of weeks. And as you know, the last couple of results have been exceptional, so well pleased at the moment. I wasn't at the Halford West game, so I can't comment on that one, but prior to that, we played Finnethley. We end up losing the game 1-0, where we probably should have won by 3 or maybe 4 goals, really. I mean, we weren't, you know, sticking the ball in the back of the net at the time. That was our little bit of a downfall. Once we had a really critical team meeting, Wayne Davis stepped aside after the first 5 or 6 games. He stepped aside, and we had a critical team meeting on a Tuesday night. And the boys had their views, and so did I, and so did Mark, and so did a couple of other committee men, etc. And we all got involved, and we all were singing from the same hymn sheet. And from that moment, touch wood, things have been going quite good. So we were playing well. We were playing some lovely football. We get into the final third, and then not, as I said, sticking the ball in the back of the net, really. So it's about us being realistic about what we want to achieve this season, how we can get to that point, and how we're going to achieve and be confident enough to score the goals that we were, you know, creating the chances for. So we had a few players who were having disagreements on the park. They cleared the air, you know, which does happen inside, which is great. You know, I've been played for many years, and you know, you have confrontations with your teammates, but once you clear the air, you can get on the right track. And some people are honest about their own performances as well, which was brilliant. I was honest about mine. The club was honest about theirs. So we cleared the air and got up and running. So that was great then.
Well, Paul Evans there saying that things have changed at Arvon Lido, because they all sat down and have a chat about it. And it seems to have worked, John.
Well, to me, that's tremendous management. Tremendous management from a club who have been, you know, an established club for years and years and years. From somebody who knows all about this league, Evo. He also managed in the Welsh Premier, so knows his stuff. And great to see him back on track. And don't count them out for a late title challenge, maybe.
Now, we know that Carrie have had a tough time of it, John, and managerial changes there this week.
Yeah, Craig's stepped down, Craig Sampson. He's done well. He got him promoted in his first year he was there. He done really, really well. He obviously put his hat and soul into the place. I think the club were reluctant to accept him stepping down, but sometimes you've got to have a break. You know, if you're sitting bottom of the league, 2 points, 7 points adrift now from Cwmaman and Taswell, perhaps he just needs a break himself. Somebody will come and take it over. If they stay up, it'll be miraculous. If they go down, it's a chance for somebody to make a new career and get the club playing in a different way. You know, football goes in circles sometimes, but they won't go away for a long time. Currently, they're a good club, a very good club. So it's a big fixture again for them this weekend. When you're 16th in the league, and you've got third place Haverford West coming to you. Haverford West with 8 wins in 12 games, and you know they'll be on top of their form because they went to Hammerford on Tuesday night and they won. So they'll be rampant Haverford West down at Ely, but Ely will have to do as well as they can to get something from this game, Mark. It's a new change of a few new faces, new manager, don't know who will be or whether it'll just be one of the established, you know, coaches or committee men takes over. But sometimes a change is as good as a rest and you never know.
And Swansea University will want to pick themselves up after that unexpected defeat last week. And of course they've lost a key member of personnel as well as they head for a game with Cumbria and Celtic.
When you lose, like you did against Cumbria last week, it's a shock to your system. So the next one, you have to put it to bed as quick as you can. And Cumbria have been, you know, decent. They've been hard to beat of late. The University top of the table. But the bad news for them was they lost Levi Hapeo, who's returned to America after finishing some work over here. So that's one good player they've lost. Good luck to Levi, because he's done well and scored a few goals over here. But Cumbrian, they could climb as high as 12th. Only 18, like I said, conceded so far. Their front three of Chris Amley, O'Ross and Zach Osborne get them firing. They could be comfortable. They could get the mid-table. But it's a tough test against top of the table Swansea. Nicky Morgan will be hoping to collect some points down at Swansea Uni. But I think it's a big task because Swansea, you know, Wyn Thomas and all the boys down there, David Evans, they'll want to get straight back on track. They'll know what it's all about. And it's a tough test for Nicky Morgan's Cumbrian. If Cumbrian could come back, you know, come back to Cumbrian with a point, they'll be over the moon. But Swansea will definitely want 3 to claim back that top of the league spot.
Now, Llanelli and the new management just finding their feet. Pontypridd for them this weekend. How's that going to go?
Mark, it's 13th versus 2nd, this one. Pontypridd struggling for wins. They've only won 3 and 11. But they had a great point in midweek. Like I said, sometimes these midweek games can help you out. And they had a great 1-1 draw at home. So that was against, you know, one of the top teams. So they would have been really, really pleased with that. And Llanelli, but they lost 5-1 away to Lido last week. And that's a big defeat. And they drew with Undy last time out. So it's a big, big game for Llanelli. This is Mac. I think coming down to Ponty, with a point in a week, will think they could take something off Llanelli. Even though they're top of the league in Llanelli, they've just been a little bit vulnerable of late. So I think JJ and his team, I know he's looking for new players with Christmas coming as well. He don't want to be down the bottom. He wants to finish mid-table, at least JJ. So it's a big game for him. Big game for Dicko as well, Mark Dickerson, the Llanelli manager. I think it's his first away game in it since taking over. So I think the smart money's on the draw. Your draw of the weekend, Ponty Llanelli.
And last but not least, Taftswell, who have also had management changes, off to meet Ammanford.
Yeah, well, like you said, they were in great form. I mean, they won 4-1 last week against Llanelli Major. See, Craig Freighter's back amongst the goals. He's always been amongst the goals. Great player, left footer, Craig Freighter for Ammanford. He's been, you know, key in their Division 3 promotions and their Division 2 promotions. And he's a class act who played for Llanelli as a young boy. Taftswell, because, you know, Steve Williams, you stood down last weekend. So it's a tough for anybody, whoever's coming in for Taftswell on their first game in charge, to go down to West Wales, to go down to Ammanford, especially if Trundle, Robinson and Freighter and the likes are playing. So they need to try and, you know, just get all their players together, Taftswell, because this just points to a home win for me. No manager, I don't think, has been employed yet. So, again, same thing as Kyler. You might go in with a committee man. You might go in with one of the coaches. Nothing to lose, really, because Taftswell down to Ammanford, the form of late, they must probably be on just like a bonus point or win if they could get anything from it. But Ammanford should be nailed on here at home against the Wellmen.
Well, that's a lot from us. We'll be back in 7 days with a Welsh Cup special.